A byte
is 8 bits. When we talk about a string of 8 bits, that's a byte. So when you talk about a gigabyte memory, that's a memory with a billion 8-bit blocks. So the number of bits would be 8 billion. You just count them in bytes. So a byte is 2 hex digits, it's 1 ASCII character. And then we have all of these names, Ken, you know, started to mention them, for quantities of bytes. A kilobyte is 1,024, a megabyte is a little more than 1,000,000, a gigabyte is a little more than 1 billion, a terabyte is a little more than 1 trillion. Then there are these numbers which nobody, these names had to be invented within the last 10 years, because prior to that, although the first set of names were all in use, there was no use for a name for a quadrillion bytes, because that was more memory by a factor of 1,000 than had ever been created. But now we've got petabytes, exabytes, zettabytes, and yottabytes. Okay? Don't know what the etymology of those is. And the interesting thing to remember here is that a kilobyte is called a kilobyte, just like a kilometer, it's a Greek word for 1,000, because it's about 1,000, but it isn't 1,000. 1,000 is 1,000, and a kilobyte is actually 1,024 bytes. And that there's some new... We're all supposed to use the word kibibyte if we really mean exactly 1,000. This is a standard that the standards organizations are trying to get people to adapt to avoid this confusion. But in practice, people aren't very careful about this stuff. So if you... And it matters when you get up to the sort of 100 gigabyte disk. If you buy a 100 gigabyte disk, it actually is a significant difference whether it's 100 times... a trillion, billion, or 100 times 2 to the 30th.